Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Phillies Today. It's Francisco Rojas. My apologies. I was sick on Monday, so no, you did not get Phillies Today on Monday, at least for me. No, you did not get Phillies Today. I apologize, but I'm back. I'm back. No need to worry. I am back. And we're back with a Phillies win. With a Philadelphia Phillies win. That's what we are back with. We're back with taking two of three from arguably the best team in Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves. The Philadelphia Phillies take two of three, something they failed to do last week against those Bravos. The Phils, this time, they don't lose the series. They win the series, and whatever you want to say, the Braves aren't playing. Well, technically they are. The Braves aren't playing for something. They're playing for that number one overall seed in the National League. They do have the lead for that right now still. And the Dodgers have won 93 games to this point. Yes, as the Braves have won 97. But regardless, like, the Phillies take two of three. It's not like the Braves are just resting all their players. It's not even really a thing in baseball. Like, you don't do that for the most part. But Phils take two of three from the mighty Braves, and we're going to do a normal show today, nothing crazy. We'll get into the recap from yesterday's wild game, wild ending, some wild moments in this game. Really, really exciting baseball game. You know, everyone was saying it felt like a playoff game. It did feel like that, especially because the Braves know that this is probably going to be the matchup come first round of the National League Division Series. First, the Phillies would have to take care of business in the wild card. But regardless, it felt like a playoff atmosphere. We'll get to our game takeaways, series takeaways. We'll preview the four-game set against the New York Mets. And then we'll get to around the league, update you on where the Phils are in the wild card race and who's behind them. And then we'll get to a few bets. And then we'll get out of here. We'll get out of here, and hopefully we'll be talking about taking at least three or four from the Mets, I think. That's what I'd be satisfied with come Monday. So a recap from yesterday. Bottom of the first, Phil strike first. Alec Boehm with an RBI single off of Bryce Elder, who's been pretty good this year for the Braves. Kyle Schwarber would score to give the Phillies an early 1-0 lead. Top of the second, Nick Castellanos. First home run of the day. Solo bomb out to center field. Would have been a homer in all 30 of the Major League Baseball ballparks. Top of the fourth. Again, it's a theme in this game. So Nick Castellanos coming through a lot. Two-run homer. 4-0 Phils at this point. Castellanos doing a lot of this by himself so far offensively. Bottom of the fourth, though, the Braves would strike. Matt Olson with an RBI single. Ronald Acuna Jr. scores 4-1 Phils. A whole inning later, bottom of the fifth, Nicky Lopez, the Braves deadline acquisition, RBI single. Michael Harris would come in to score a run for the Braves. It would be 4-2 Phils at this point, and then the Braves would keep coming back. Three innings later, Austin Riley, who's been pretty incredible since he's come into the league for the Braves. RBI single. Ozzie Albies would score 4-3. Phils at this point. It's getting dicey. Same inning. Marcelo Ozuna with two outs. RBI double over Nick Cassiano's head, Matt Olson would score. All tied up. You're thinking, man, Phils blow a 4-0 lead. Braves are going to come back, right? A whole inning later. Play of one of the plays of the game, at least. Orlando Arcia, out to right field, in the foul territory. Hits a pop fly. Nick Cassianos, you hear on the TV broadcast, John Kruk saying, "Let it go, Cassianos, let it go." Cassianos doesn't. He catches it. And because Luke Williams, let's be honest, great throw by Cassianos. But because Luke Williams decided a little bit late to finally go home, Nick Cassianos throws a bullet to Garrett Stubbs' left. Stubbs makes the tag. Credit to Stubbs. Makes the tag on Luke Williams. And the game remains tied at 4 going into the top of the 10th, where Bryson Stott, with a two-run double. Clutch Bryson Stott has been this year, man. And part of the daycare. Clutch. Two-run double. Johan Rojas and Bryce Harper score. 6-4 lead. And then that's the runs the Phils would get in the top of the 10th. Bottom of the 10th, Ozzie Albies, sack fly. Orlando Arcia would score. 6-5 Phils. By the way, Matt Strom at this point is on the mound. And Strom would get Austin Riley to pop out, and the game would end. And the Phils win this game 6-5. Whew. Phils somehow get a win out of this. Credit to them. Look, Aaron Nola, didn't even mention Nola yet. Nola, strong start. 6 innings, 2 earned, 8 strikeouts. They get a strong start from him. Very, very good to see. And, you know, let's just get to the game takeaways, okay? So the Phils win this 6-5, and I'll lead off right there where I started here with Aaron Nola. So Aaron Nola goes 6 innings. He gives up how many hits? I had the game right in front of me. Just want to get it right for you guys. I want to get each the numbers right. 6 innings. Yeah, 6 hits. I had it right. 2 earned, 8 strikeouts. Now, I think it was the bottom of the 4th, and it felt like that was where Nola was going to implode. We've seen him do that a gazillion times this year. It's that one inning. It was that 4th inning where Matt Olson gets the RBI single, Ronald Acuna Jr. would come to score, and then the 5th where Nicky Lopez would bring in Michael Harris. I forget where it was when Ozzie Albies had a runner on and hits a... It's a ball that, if it goes fair, it's out of the ballpark. But it doesn't. I think it was the 4th or the 5th. I want to say it was the 4th because the Rav 4th is where Nola has been known to kind of go off the rails this year. But Albies goes foul. It is what it is. Ball went foul. And Nola would get him to strike out. And Nola does not implode. Am I super confident out of this after the start with Nola? No. But I think it's good to see. Now, the whole thing with Nola this year has been consistency. I mean, he's had good starts this year. Contrary to popular belief, like, he's had good starts. Nola comes out of it with a good start. You know, all it is you just hope that he gets it together in the postseason and that he can just string together good starts come the postseason. Like, that's really my only takeaway is, like, look, he was an Albies. I don't even know how far it went foul, but it wasn't that far off. He goes a little bit, you know, further to the left than Nola has an Aaron Nola start in 2023. So, overall, good Nola start. We just know what we need to see come postseason with Aaron Nola as he goes 6 innings, 6 hits, 2 earned, 8 strikeouts. Second takeaway, Nick Cassianos. I mean, I want to say this. Look, great game. I can't, like, fault him. Everything went his way. 2 homers in the second and the 4th inning. The homer in the 2nd inning shot to center. And the homer in the 4th bomb out to opposite field. Love to see Nick Cassianos hit an opposite field. It's just like him with Bryce Harper, too. When they're hitting it to the opposite field pretty often, you know that's when they're going good. And Cassianos has been great lately. I think he has like 5 homers in his last like somewhere between like 10 to 12 games, somewhere around that. So Cassie has been awesome. I don't want to give him his props where he gets props this game. I mean, they're not winning this game without his offense. They're not. A great throw, okay? Great throw. But let's be real here, because I feel like it just feels like, and I know I tweeted when it happened. I was like, oh my God, what a throw from Castellanos. And of course, we all do that in the moment. We have our in-the-moment reactions. But let's be honest. Bonehead play. I don't think enough people are saying that. Like, bonehead play. Like, Castellanos, like, let's be honest. Luke Williams doesn't get a bad jump, the Braves win the game. And if Luke Williams doesn't get a bad jump, the Braves win this game, and we're looking at Nick Castellanos like, what are you doing? But at the end of the day, he makes the throw. I'm just saying he's more lucky that Luke Williams decided to make a bad jump. And maybe he didn't think Castellanos was going to catch the ball. But that could be something. But at the same time, like, Castellanos should let that drop, and Luke Williams doesn't get a bad jump. They win this game. So credit to Castellanos, but also, like, extremely lucky, and he's lucky that we're not, like, you know, I feel like a little bit more of us should be like Casty. Like, that was stupid. Like, that was dumb. We shouldn't be, like, so much crediting him. Like, Bryson Stott doesn't, you know, if Cassie doesn't get lucky there, Bryson Stott doesn't even get a chance to hit that game-winning two-run double. So, great game, Cassie, but still, bonehead to me. Last takeaway. And I know, you know, the whole lucky with the Castellanos thing, but at the same time, the Phillies got their chance in the 10th inning, even though the Braves came back, and they still win the game. There's that fight in this team that has not let up, no matter what. Even if they have, you know, a bad week, or, you know, you lose three or four to the Braves and you lose a couple to the Marlins and whatnot. Like, no matter what, this team has had fight in them all season long. It's pretty, you know, save for the first, like, 2 weeks of the season. But look, it's a long season. Some teams have bad starts, whatnot. They've just had the fight in them since then. And I think it's super important to come for the postseason. Like, you know, we talk a lot, and a lot of baseball fans have been talking how good the Braves are, and rightfully so. The one thing the Phils have, and the Braves did win a World Series a couple years ago, so, you know, you got to give them credit, too, going into this postseason. But the Phils, like, with the Magic last year, like, that seeped into this season, and not just they haven't just waited until the postseason. They've done it, like, in the regular season pretty consistently. It's, you know, with a lot of the walk-offs they had and the come-from-behind wins, and technically this wasn't a come-from-behind win. You know, the Braves came back, but for them to stay with this and not get mentally down, for them to come back in the 10th and for Strom to stay steady, even though he does give up a run in the 10th, for them to come back and win this game, even with Jeff Hoffman having the great outing. Like, this is his first, like, couple of earned runs, you know, in a while. So, and Jeff Hoffman being this team's best reliever. So, fighting this team, that was my last takeaway. You know, big, big, big time for them to stay with the fight as they have all season long, and that's going to be helpful for them in the postseason. I think it's an underrated thing that people aren't talking enough about. Series takeaways. And I know you've heard me talk about this a lot, but especially right now, still think it's just pretty important for this team to take 2 of 3 or just win every series that they can. And especially against this Atlanta Braves team, who you can argue are the best team in baseball. I mean, historic offense, historic. And they were able to still take 2 of 3. I mean, in game one, you hit, what, 5 home runs? So you, like, outperform them offensively in games one and games three. You know, you're not going to do it every game. Like, the Braves are a good team. But, I mean, you know, like, at the end of the day, I mean, look, I've been kind of joking, sort of, saying the Phillies can sweep this Braves team in the playoffs. But taking 2 of 3 gives you confidence, hopefully, for the postseason that you can take 3 of 5 from them in a divisional series, as they did last year, where they went 3-1, right? So 3 of 4. But again, taking 2 of 3 and winning every series, I just think is very important for this team the rest of the way as they're trying to lock up that first wild card spot. And we'll see who they play in that wild card round right now. Might be the D-backs, might be the Cubs. Who knows who it's going to be? This has been all over the place with the wild card race in the National League. It's been pretty exciting. Second series takeaway. I don't feel great about this. I know this isn't the end-all, be-all. I don't think... it seemed like Michael Lorenzen, at least at the time of the trade deadline, that it was a great pickup. And especially after his first two starts in the rotation, you know, goes eight innings the first time out and was incredible. Then there's the no-hitter. It's like, oh my God, this guy is, you know, what a great acquisition he is at the deadline. Since then, not so much. He is now has a 6.02 ERA with the Phils overall. 920 and since the no hitter on August 9th, it has been over a month, a 9.23 ERA, a 7.74 FIP, and hitters have hit with a 1.041 OPS against him. Not very good. Lorenzen has moved to the bullpen, and I can't say I'm totally against it. I think it was probably the right decision at this point for the most part, him going to the pen. Now, hopefully he can somewhat get it together before the postseason. Hopefully they can get him a few more outings. I mean, he was terrible in that second game for the Phils. Couldn't even get out of a third of an inning. So he's been absolutely horrible. It seems like his confidence is just no longer there at all. I mean, on his face, you just see him in the dugout afterwards, after his outing in game two. It's just like, this guy just is lost. So hopefully he can find it before the postseason starts, because I'd like to have a little bit of confidence. I mean, I thought it was really important for them to get Lorenzen at the deadline, because I thought it was going to create length and depth for them for the rotation for the rest of the season and for the bullpen in the postseason. I still like the bullpen for the most part, but you know, not doesn't feel good with Michael Lorenzen after this this stretch has been horrible since the no-hitter. So Michael Lorenzen, second takeaway, not feeling great about Michael Lorenzen. Third takeaway, Zach Wheeler. It's good for Zach to get back on track after the bad outing he had against Atlanta last week. It's important, again, I've stressed this a lot, but it's important for Zach Wheeler to be Zach Wheeler heading into the postseason. And, you know, I was on with Sean Bell last night, and Sean, you know, kind of mentioned, you know, Zach's really the only one you could trust from the rotation this year. And it's like, true, he's been the only... Even Zach was kind of a tiny bit shaky in the first half of the year. But you feel good about Zach Wheeler for the most part. He's been your most trustworthy starter, especially since the All-Star break. He's been pretty good. And for a while there, was one of the best pitchers in baseball for a hot second in August. So, especially after the bad outing against Atlanta last time, this time... different. He now has 200 strikeouts on the season once again for Wheeler. So good for Zach to get back on track. Last takeaway from the series. The offense. 16 runs in three games. Long ball, big deal. Five homers in game one. One in game two with Harper. Two in game three with Castellanos. Eight overall this series. Long ball's important. Long ball's important for this team. Now, no, it's, I mean, you got to learn how to score runs any way you can get them, and you did that in game three. But long ball was a big takeaway for me, especially in that game one where Schwarber hit the moonshot. It was insane. So let's get to the preview for the Mets series, where they're going to have a four-game series at home against the Mets. Mets come in with a 71-81 record. Very disappointing this year. But the Phils are 2-4 against the Mets this year. Look, I want to take 3-4. Okay, 2-4 ain't nothing to look at and be like, oh, we feel so confident. But hopefully they can balance that out and have a what a 5-4 record, or not 5-4, like a 5-5 record. If you win 3-4, I'm not so worried about us having an overall winning record against the Mets this year. But four game sweep would be awesome too. So just looking at the projected starters for this week, going into weekend Thursday, you're going to have Ranger versus David Peterson, Ranger Suarez versus David Peterson. Friday, you will have Taijuan Walker versus Tylor Megill. That will be the Scott Rolen Wall of Fame induction. Looking forward to that. Just went and saw Scott Rolen, his Hall of Fame induction. I was actually there just about 2 months ago now. It was pretty awesome to see. It was my first time in Cooperstown. Scott Rolen Wall of Fame, though, you're going to get that Friday night at Citizens Bank Park. Interested to see what Rolen's reception will be. So Scott Rolen Wall of Fame induction Friday night, 7:05, Walker and McGill. Saturday, 4:05 start, Zach Wheeler and Jose Quintana. And then Sunday to round it out, Christopher Sanchez versus Jose. I want to say it's Buto, not Butto. That would make sense, right? Butto would be kind of weird, but no disrespect if that's his actual name. But you know what? I'm going to check right now because I think the new pronunciations on Baseball Reference. Buto, I was right. It'd be a little weird. It was Butto. So there you go. Coming into the series for the Mets, Jose Buto and Christopher Sanchez. Hopefully Sanchez can get back on track. He's been okay his last couple times out. So just around the league, I want to get you guys up to date on where the Phils are in the wild card standings. We don't worry about the division anymore because the Braves obviously had that locked up. They won on our turf last week. So wild card with the win, the Phils improved to 83-69. They are four games in front of the last place in the wild card, which are the Cubs. But Arizona now has... Arizona is in second place, 81-72. They are 3.5, I guess, back, 2.5 back in the Phils for that first spot. The Cubs are in last now. They had the second spot for a while there, for a couple of weeks, 79-73. Miami, 79-74, half game back. Cincinnati, 79-75. They're a game back of the Cubs. Giants, 3 back, 76-76. San Diego, technically still not out of it, 4.5 back. That'll be kind of wild. There's what? How many games left? There's about what? 10 games left? Something like that? 8 to 10 games left. So we'll see. That's, I mean, this wild card race has been absolutely wild. But feel pretty confident the Phils are going to keep this first place spot, but you never know what can happen, which is what I'm saying. Like, you really got to make sure that you take, I want to take 3 or 4 from the Mets. Then you got the Pirates at home, and then you got the Mets at the Mets to finish the series out. I'm getting a little nervous, not going to lie. I get a little nervous. I want them to get this first spot, but I feel more confident than not that they will. So let's round you out with some bets. It's a Trey Turner affair today. I'm sorry. Trey's been kind of dry last couple of days as far as hitting goes. I'm giving you all Trey Turner bets. How about that? The Trey trifecta. Trey, I'm going to go with the first one. Trey, plus 520 to hit a home run. He hasn't hit a home run over a week. There was that stretch where he hit like 11 home runs in 11 games, whatever it was. He's due for a homer. I'm sorry. I'm not leaning off the backing off the Trey confidence. Trey, plus 520 to hit a home run. Take that bet on FanDuel. These are all on FanDuel, by the way. Trey Turner, second one. Trey Turner, plus 415 to record a stolen base. He's getting to that 30 stolen bases and not getting caught. He's getting for that 30 for 30. He's going. He's going to do it. I'm telling you. Trey Turner, 30 for 30. He's going to get there. And then last one, Trey Turner, 2+ RBIs. I'll take Schwarber to get on base in front of Turner. Hits a home run. Take that. Plus 500 to get to our 2+ RBIs for Trey Turner. I'm taking it. Again, the Trey trifecta. Hashtag Trey trifecta. Take it. So that's going to do it for me. Francisco Rojas here on another episode of Phillies Today. Looking forward to talking to you guys Monday, where hopefully we'll be taking, well, we will have taken 3 or 4 from the Mets. That's going to do it for me. Go Fightins. I cannot wait for Red October at the postseason. I'm out.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.